Shoes.
Recorded live.
Hello, and welcome to PHPV Weekly, episode number 16, on this Saturday, April 28th, 2007. Sorry for the bad intro. I've been having a couple of technical difficulties. That's why we're getting started kind of late this morning. However, we are going to be getting started. I am Douglas Bell, your host, listed in the TalkShoe chat room as Webmaster87, and also listed on member on PHPV.com as Fountain of Apples. This is the show where we talk about PHPBB every week and nothing but PHPBB. We got news about PHPBB, tutorials about things, mods and style selections, and of course answers to your PHPBB questions and support, and just general discussion about the show, about the software. So I'd love to have you join in today. If you'd like to participate in the show, the number to call is 724-444-7444. The TalkCast ID number is 12418. Or you can also come through an SIP client for free, and the information is available in the upper right corner of TalkShoe Live under the telephone tab. Or just come into the chat room. If you are a registered user on TalkShoe, that's all you need to pop into the chat room. And I will be keeping an eye in the chat room, answering questions from the chat room about what we're going to talk about today. I do need to state, just out of fairness, that PHPBB Weekly is not affiliated with nor approved by the PHPBB teams. This is done by an individual little me, and I have nothing to do with them. Just for that clarification. A couple of things I wanted to mention that are popping up around PHPBB.com. Of course, they're kind of hidden. There is no new release of PHPBB 2 or 3 yet. We're still waiting for that. There's still plenty of bugs in the bug tracker for PHPBB 3. However, if you keep an eye on the Teams page, as I do, you may notice that the development team now has another new team member that they hijacked from another team. This time it is Kellenved. Henry Sudoff is his real name. And he has been on the mod team for, I don't know how long, I'd probably say about 8 months, 8 or 9 months. He was on the mod team. He came in to the mod team shortly before I left the mod team back last summer. And he definitely knows his stuff. And so he's been the second developer as of this month to be promoted to the development team, where he's going to be helping out finish up the PHPBB 3 and get the bugs eliminated so that we can hopefully see a release candidate and hopefully a final release of PHPBB 3 by the end of the year. I'm sure that's a lot. I'm fairly sure that's everyone's goal. Of course, you'll never get the team members to say it will be out by the end of the year because they don't want to incriminate themselves, but I'm sure that the goal of everyone is have it released by the end of 2007, because I'm sure they'd love to get that thing out of their lives and they move on. Another thing that you may notice now is that there are some of the things that have yet to be finished with the new PHPBB.com website are getting a lot further underway. You may notice now that the new knowledge base is now up. It's still being populated by with articles by the team members. Which means it's not got everything that the former PHPBB.com knowledge base has. Yeah, but I'm sure they're working on it. There are a number of new articles that are there. You can take a look at it. The address is PHPBB.com/KB. Or if you want to see a collection of the past knowledge base articles, I believe Neothermic, one of the team members, has set up a copy of the past knowledge base, all their articles. I think that's at neothermic.com/KB. You'll want to check that to make sure. But I saw that this morning that she has gotten that set up. So you can use that if you know that there was an article in the past PHPBB.com knowledge base you want to take a look at. The other two parts of the new phpb.com website, which have been unfinished thus far, are obviously the mods and styles databases. And for about a month, it said nothing there but here be mods, here be styles. Well, now if you look there, you'll notice that it does start to look a little more complete, luckily a lot more professional. There's no mod. It actually looks like what you'll see in the mod database and styles database. There's nothing listed there quite yet, and there isn't a place to go to upload your mods or styles quite yet. So it's not ready for the big time. However, it is there now, and we can probably expect that within the next month we'll be seeing some kind of announcement coming from the PHPBB mods and styles teams announcing the opening of that database. And I'm sure looking forward to it myself. So that's what's brand new around phpb.com. Nothing too much to announce quite yet. We're sure we'll get to see some new announcements within the next month. In fact, I'm anticipating them. But what I want to talk about today, we're going to go through and continue our tutorial, our tour through phpbb3. And that's what we're going to be talking about today, is the moderator control panel. In PHPBB2, if you were a moderator on a forum or a number of forums, essentially meant you could essentially delete topics, maybe you move them, you could split them, lock topics, but that's essentially all you could really do. There wasn't a whole lot more to being a moderator. That's not true now. In PHPBB3, there's a whole lot more to being a moderator, so today we're going to go through talking about what's new in the moderator control panel. Again, if you have questions, feel free to type your questions into the chat room. I will try to keep an eye on them and answer them as we come up to it. So some prerequisites to talk about when I talk about the moderator control panel today. I'm going to go through everything that can possibly be in the moderator control panel. What this means is that most cases, moderators on a PHPBB3 board will not see everything that I am going to describe. That really depends on how the moderator permissions have been set by your administrator. And that will depend. That's what's going to determine how much control you have over what you can do. So on this demonstration, I'm assuming you have been given full access to the moderator control panel, or that you're an administrator, which means you do have full moderator access. So I'm going to be describing everything you can possibly do, and again, your mileage may vary. You may not have all the access or see everything I'm going to describe on your PHPBB3 board. Also, I'm going to be describing this in the form of looking at the Pro Silver style, which means I am looking at this from a PHPBB3 CVS release, which has Pro Silver on it. And really the reason for that is at least this is so true in my opinion, but I think most people would agree that in SubSilver 2, the moderator control panel is a lot more cluttered than it is in the ProSilver style. So that's why I'm going to be describing it from the viewpoint of the ProSilver style. The SubSilver 2 style has a couple of other nuances which you have to get used to, but it's not too major of a difference, and so you don't really have to worry about which one you're using. You should still be able to get along just fine. But just to let you know, I will be probably describing things as I see them in the Pro Silver style. Okay, so the moderator control panel. So where do you get into the moderator control panel? Well, there are actually a number of ways to get into the moderator control panel on the PHPBB board. They're all different. What you'll notice is that as you browse around the website, on almost every page, you will see under the header a thing saying Moderator Control Panel. There's one on the forum index. If you go to view a forum, you'll see Moderator Control Panel there. If you go to view a topic, you'll see it on the top there. Each of those links will take you to the Moderator Control Panel, but each of them are different. For example, go on the forum index. You go click on Moderator Control Panel. What you'll see first thing there under the main tab, you'll see the front page. What's this front page tell you? It tells you latest post waiting for approval, the latest reports, and the latest log action. So essentially, it's just a general overview of what you see. But that's all you see under the main tab. But suppose we click on test forum 1, which is one of the default forums you see on here, on the default PHP BB3 install. Then click on the moderator control panel from there, and what you'll see is now you'll see take you to the viewing the forum of test forum 1. What that lets you see now is you can see a list of topics in that forum. You can quickly mark topics that you want and select an action you want to take. And there's lots of actions. You can delete the topics you marked. You can merge them, move them, copy them, lock, unlock, resync. You can change them to a standard topic or a sticky, an announcement, or even a global announcement. If you want to get even deeper down, you can also to edit specific posts within topics. You can click on the topic itself. And that'll show you actually all of the posts in that topic. Going back to the view forum page, suppose you click on the name of a topic, and then you click on moderator control panel. That takes you to the exact same page. So you see you can drill down within the moderator control panel to the different forums you want to take a look at and moderate, or you can do so from just by doing it and then clicking on the moderator control panel tab. One other thing you may notice if you are a moderator is that there is yet another icon. There's two more icons you can see in the posting page. You'll see a little question mark icon, and the question mark icon, it has a tooltip saying information, and that actually lets you go down and moderate that specific post. So, for example, if I take a post to moderate, you can see that I could change who posted it. So I could pick a new user to post it, or I could find another member. I could lock the actual post, prevent editing of the post. I could delete it from here. I can look at previous reports, and I can see who posted that. I can see the IP address they posted it from. So there's lots of details there. You'll also notice that for many posts, you'll see there's a second exclamation point icon. And so it's kind of confusing, and I really think that they ought to get a new icon, but you notice that all posts do have an exclamation point icon which says report this post, but there's also another one which says warn, which will let you immediately warn the user. And we're going to get more into this later on. Okay, so going back to the moderator control panel now, at least found out all the ways we can get to it. So the main tab obviously lets you see the front page, which lets you see past logged actions reports, post waiting approval. You can see forums, you can do actions on topics within the forum. You can click on view topic, which lets you select different posts, which you can lock or unlock, delete, merge, selected, split from selected posts, etc. You can have control over this. You can quickly split or merge the topic under the view topic tab, which lets you have really definitive control over that. I'll talk about merging topics and splitting topics briefly. So the split topic is essentially a lot like you saw in PHP BB2, which lets you specify a new topic title, where it'll go, and then you can select which posts will be split. Merge topic is a new feature in PHP BB3, which lets you take two different topics and merge them together. So when you have moderated a topic, you can enter a new topic ID number, and everything in this topic will be merged into that topic you just selected, and the posts will be put together in original chronological order. Again, you may not use this very much because it can often cause confusion, but it is there if you want to do it. Very similar to PTIRHIIK's merge topics mod, simply merge topics mod for PHP BB2. It's very similar. And of course, you can select an individual post to see those details. So that's what you can do under the main, and it's a lot of the stuff you saw had in the original PHP BB2 moderator control panel, that little slim thing. It's a little bit more streamlined, a little bit more drilled down to do the actions, and there are a lot more things you can do. Let's move over to the other tabs you can see in the moderator control panel, and we'll go through each one of those. You can see there's the moderation queue, and so what's that all about? Well, in PHP BB3, certain groups of users, like I talked about last week, can be defined to have all their posts go through a moderation queue before they will appear on the site. So if you have any users which have been set to go through a moderation queue, this is where all those topics or posts awaiting approval will be listed here. So a very simple interface. When there are topics or posts here, you can either approve them, which will post them on the site, or unapprove them, which will delete them. And then you can also see details of posts which have been approved. Under reported posts or just reports, here this is where you can have control over users who have reported other users' posts. So this is a new feature in PHP BB3, and it probably is one that has been requested by a lot of administrators and one which will probably be heavily used. But this is a good way to deal with users who are kind of goofing off. And that if you have a user that makes a post that is kind of inappropriate, let's say, then you can, then any user can click on that little exclamation point next to that post, and they can fill out a report. Posts that have been reported will then be put into this reported post section for a moderator to look at. You'll see open reports means there is a report which has been made, which has yet to be dealt with. Topics which have open reports will have a special icon indicated in the view forum section accessible to moderators, which means if you are a moderator and you see that little exclamation point icon in the view forum section, that will tell you that there is a report in that topic. In addition, you can also, and you can click that icon, by the way, to view the report. If you're actually looking at the topic, then posts which have been reported, you'll see a link which says click to view report. So you can click both of those to quickly get to the report section. So under open reports, you can click on the title to view the details. You'll see the report reason that the reporter made. You can see the actual post, and you can see a topic review. And so from here, you get to decide what you want to do. Now, one clarification about reports. When there is a report, it's simply there to notify the moderators that something has happened, and it does not do anything. So you'll see only two buttons on here, which says close report and delete report. They do not do anything. Close report does is that says that the report has been seen and has been taken care of or has had nothing happen, but it's just been acknowledged. And then they'll store that report under the close report section, and that report will be listed in the user's history. Delete report just gets rid of the report, and that's probably what you do if you have a report which is based on no good reasoning and should not count against the user, and you can hit delete report. But in those cases, both those buttons will indicate that the report has been supposedly acknowledged and taken care of. It does not do anything else to the user. That is up to the moderator then to do what they want to do, and we're going to talk about that. User notes is a place where you can see a history of the actions that have been taking place happened to a user, and also you can add custom notes about a user. So, for example, I have a user on my board called Test User, which I want, and so under User Notes, if I enter their name, I can then put certain comments for that user. So, for example, is acts really weird in topics. So this, and then I hit submit, and then under the User Notes section, I can now see that comment there, which is that I have said that this user acts really weird in topics. The actual user will have no idea that this exists. This is only to be accessible by moderators and administrators, but it is now noted there that I thought, as a moderator, that user acts really weird in topics, and that should probably be considered for later. So you can do use notes for any user like in just this way. Excuse me. In addition, under user details, you'll also see past reports of warnings. You'll see of reports, etc. Under the warnings tab, this is also a new feature in PHP BB3. Warnings do not do anything. But here's what you can do. So if you have a user which has goofed off, so for example, you received a report which had a user which put something inappropriate in a post, and so you've acknowledged that report. You've closed the report. You've gone and deleted that post from the topic. Now what you can do is you can give a warning to the user. So you can select a user. I'll say test user, hit submit. And if the user is found, then you'll see when the user joined, how many posts they have, and how many warnings they already have. You can enter in sort of an example of a thing of why they were warned, which is simply says both to yourself and to the user what the user did wrong. You can choose whether or not to notify the user about the warning, which means the user will receive an email saying that they have been warned. And then you can hit submit. When you hit submit, then that warning is listed in the user's history. How long do warnings last before they are expired is actually set by the administrator under the general settings tab, or board settings tab in the admin control panel. So the default time is 90 days, which means once a warning is set, it will be listed under that user's history for 90 days, and then it will go away as if that hadn't happened. So you can... So from the front page, you can quickly warn a user. You can see users with the most warnings, the latest 5 warnings that were issued. Under the list warnings section, you can just see a completely listed, a completely master list of all the users which have had warnings issued and how many they have. It's a good place to see, incidentally, users that have a lot of warnings that should maybe be banned or taken care of in the appropriate way. Again, warnings do not do anything. There is not a magic number of warnings which will automatically issue some kind of ban. The bans have to be implemented by themselves, and we're going to talk about that. Next tab is moderator logs. This is simply there so you can see recent actions which different moderators have done. That's all you can do there. You can, of course, if you want to, delete past logs. And banning. Now, in some cases, again, banning, all these features, by the way, are able to be turned on and off by the administrator, so you may or may not see all these features. And banning is also an example. In fact, in some cases, moderators may be allowed to ban, but in many cases, the administrator may feel that they want to reserve the power to ban users. And so that's why this, you can also see the ban panel in the admin control panel. There is a place there, just like this one, where administrators can issue bans. But in some cases, you'll also see it in the moderator control panel. So there is a lot more control over bans in PHP BB3. In PHP BB2, you could simply ban a user, and then they're banned, end of story, bye-bye, see you later. There's a lot more control over bans in PHP BB3 in that you can... first of all, you can set the length of a ban. So you can obviously set a permanent ban, which means that the user will be banned forever. But you can also set a length. So there are a couple of defaults. You can have a ban for 30 minutes or an hour or 6 hours or a day. Or you can just set you can set the day that they become unbanned by choosing until, and you enter the date they become unbanned. You can also enter reasons for the ban. There's 2 boxes here. One says reason for ban and reason shown to the banned. The first one, reason for ban, is an internal memo which lets moderators and administrators know the real reason why this user was banned. The reason shown to the banned box lets you type a message which will be displayed to the banned user when they try to access the site. And the exclude from banning option lets you determine whether to include them on the list of current bans or not. So again, you can ban specific usernames, which will prevent users from logging in, or you can ban specific IP addresses, or you can ban specific email addresses, and all those can be taken care of there. In addition, you can also unban these early if you wish. So this is essentially an overview of the moderator control panel. Again, a lot of these things will probably be accessible only to administrators or just different groups of moderators. And this is all, again, completely depending on what these settings were from permissions. And we talked about this these last 2 weeks during our coverage of the permissions panels. But that's how it's going to work. There's a lot more to moderating in PHP BB3. And definitely the ability to have more control over policing users in this way is going to be a very, very hot feature in PHP BB3. So you listen to PHPBB Weekly number 16 on TalkShoe, and there's no one in the chat room right now or called in. But if you'd like to call in, you still got some time left in the show. Love to have you join us, and we can answer questions, talk about PHPBB, get offer support, etc. But in the meantime, I'm going to move on to the mod of the week. And the mod of the week this week is called Simple Mod Resize Images. It is written by Sanchius or whatever, however you pronounce it. There is a link to the mod in the chat room. And so it's a fairly simple mod, but it's definitely one that a lot of users will probably want to take advantage with. What it does is it will automatically resize images that are made in posts that are too large and break the page. So suppose you have a user that they post an image. Maybe they post a huge, huge image, which is going to completely stretch the page when they post it. And that's going to make a lot of users go like, they don't want to look at it. So what this does is it uses some JavaScript code, which will automatically resize those images down to a reasonable size, which will not stretch the board, and then it will add a link which users can click to view the image in its full size. Does this completely automatically. Definitely a feature that a lot of boards will probably want to take advantage of. So you can download this from the PHPB.com mod database. It's a fairly easy mod to install. The author rates it at about 5 minutes. And that's going to be the mod of the week. Simple Mod Resize Images. The style this week also now comes from the PHPB.com styles database. It is called What is Real? And it is written by Graphic. And again, there is a link in the PHPBB Weekly TalkShoe chat room. What is Real is a pretty interesting theme. It was written back in early 2005. It's got a very kind of dark blue and black thing to it. It has a really cool picture of the Earth in the upper left-hand corner, which looks kind of interesting. And so you can, it's a really kind of cool theme. If you like the kind of dark style for your board, if you like to have blue, it looks really neat with the Earth in it, and it's got a couple of other nice things to it. You can there isn't a really good demo right now because again, the PHPBB styles database is down, but you can see a screenshot from the link that I provided to you, and so you can download What is Real from there, and that is the style of the week. What is Real by Graphic. So that's probably going to do it for this episode of PHPBB Weekly, since there's no one else that is here that wants to ask questions or talk about anything. There is not going to be an episode next week. Next week is May 5th, and I will be away on a trip to Sacramento. So I will not be doing an episode next week. Episode number 17 will take place in 2 weeks on Saturday, May 12th at the same time. Not quite sure yet what we're going to be talking about on that episode, but we'll definitely have an answer, an announcement made if I'm able to get a team member on to be interviewed, talk about PHPBB3. I'm still working on that. Again, a lot of team members are very busy, and we can totally understand that. And it's hard to have them call in. As always, please check out the PHPBB Weekly website at phpbbweekly.net, where you can find out information about the upcoming episodes. You can also find out about past episodes. You can download past episodes, see detailed show notes for this show and the past episodes. And, of course, you can also email in your questions. If you are unable to come on the show while we record it live on Saturday mornings, you can email in your questions about PHPBB from phpbbweekly.net, and I will certainly do my best to answer those emails on the show after I receive them. And it's a great way, again, to participate without joining on the show while we're live. And so I definitely encourage you to check out the PHPBB Weekly website at phpbbweekly.net. And so that's going to wrap up this episode of PHPBB Weekly for Saturday, April 28th. Have a good one. I will see you in 2 weeks. Thank you for joining me. I'm Douglas Bell, signing off.